Hey.
Hi.
So I wasn't sure if there was something like important since it was like, I don't know, our group date. So I don't know, are you guys done? Can I have my time back?
Or? Yeah, of course. Can I bring him to you in like 5 minutes? I promise I'll give him to you in 5 minutes.
Maybe like two?
I mean, I just want to finish up and
okay,
give you guys your time.
I'll be over here.
Yeah.
Today on Bachelor Party, Sarah. So much Sarah. We are going to talk about it and get the insider's perspective with Natasha Parker. Couldn't be a better time to talk to her. So let's batch. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Welcome to Bachelor Party. It's week 3 of Matt James. Some intense girl-on-girl fighting this week, and I'm thrilled to say we are joined by Natasha Parker to give us her inside opinion on what it's like to be in those situations. Natasha, hello.
Hi, Juliet. How are you?
I am great. Thrilled to be chatting with you. We tried to do this several times, and most of the time I don't give you enough warning, but we finally made it work, and I feel like it's perfect timing. So thank you for joining me, because you're kind of big time now. You've been co-hosting on Clickbait, the Bachelor podcast, for the last like 2 months.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it's been 2 months. Mm-hmm.
How do you like it? You're a podcaster now.
I love it. I really love it. And I feel like the last podcast we had, I feel like the moment you said you should be a podcaster, I was like, oh, okay. And then it happened. I'm like, wait, Juliet, are you a psychic?
Yeah. You know, I'm just glad someone else recognized your talent. I mean, I wasn't first. You were on The Bachelor to begin with. So there you go.
Thanks.
So you were in LA. Last time we spoke, you were in LA. You were hanging out with Sydney for the weekend. You're back in New York.
Yep.
How are you doing back in New York?
Great. New York is great. I've been staying in my apartment. I've been going to get my coffee in the morning, been working out in a small space of my studio. It's just great. We love it.
I'm glad to hear it. You're making it work. Do you do like outdoor drinking, outdoor dining? What's your COVID risk tolerance?
No, I haven't done it yet because I think about eating outside in the cold and I'm like, that ain't cute. I don't want to do that.
My top COVID outdoor dining anxiety is food getting cold. So like I will interrupt people to be like, I really like this conversation, but I'm really sorry. I'm worried about your pasta getting cold, or I'm worried about X, Y, or Z. And literally I will stop. I'll be like, please eat. Cause I just like the thought of cold food that you're paying for when you're sitting outside is freezing to begin with, like really upsets me.
Yes. Have you ate outside yet?
I have quite a bit. I just like to get out of my house, but you know, everyone's got their own comfort. But yeah, I mean, I just like hate a cold meal though. So it's just nothing worse. I'll be like, time out, please eat. And then we go back to talking.
You know what? I have an idea. There's this place, you know, Scarpetta.
It's yeah,
in, okay. So apparently they have these like little private things that it's like very private and it's just you and you can just have a light jacket on. It's very warm. Ooh. And it's like it's a whole vibe. Like, should we go on a date?
Yeah,
should
I'd love to go on a date.
To Scarpetta?
That sounds awesome. On that note, like there's a big Bachelor presence in New York right now. I have to say I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm curious how you feel about it. Like obviously Zach and Tayshia, mm-hmm, and you, and mm-hmm, then many of the guys from Tayshia's season. I just feel like, and then on Matt's season, there's a lot of, and obviously Matt lives in New York, a lot of girls, mm-hmm, from New York on Matt's season too. How do you feel about this like recentering of the Bachelor universe right now? Because obviously it's been LA. It still is LA, but I just feel like this is a big New York contingent.
I really love it, actually. And it's like, it's so funny because on my season, just Lexi was from New York like me. And we really just connected. She's one of my favorite people in the world now. And, but you know, she doesn't live here anymore. And so I saw like, I saw Bennett and Riley and Joe and like all of them like getting together. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. Because after the show, you really do feel like a camaraderie with the people that you went through this experience with. And I'm sure them being quarantined together, they had, you know, even more time together than like on my season or the other seasons when you travel. So I think it's really great that, you know, the New York, look, New York is in the house. New York is
sure,
in the building.
It sure is. It really is. I'm enjoying it. Kit really bringing a lot of New York energy. We'll talk about her.
So let's get into the episode. Who I know, by the way. I know her personally. Do? Yeah. How? I talked about that on Clickbait. Yeah.
How do you know her?
Basically, a guy that I dated is really good friends with her mom. And so I met her mom. And then one day I met her randomly. And, you know, she's so sweet. But when I met her, I literally, like, the guy who I was dating, he has a gym in his house.
Cool.
And so she was like working out in his house, like downstairs in the gym. And then she comes upstairs and she's just all like, you know, this little hot thing. And I'm like, who the heck is this girl?
Who are you?
And he's like chill. Like, I've known her since she was like a baby, like, stop it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was really cute. But then after that, you know, we spent like the whole summer together. So I hung out with her and her mom.
Wow.
And,
this past summer?
No, not this past summer. It was like 2 summers before I went on the show, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was my man of a certain age.
Ooh. Okay.
Summer fling. We're still friends. He's great. We love him.
That's awesome. That's really funny. Okay. That's a big insight into you. I'm going to think about that and we'll follow up with more questions on our date at Scarpetta.
Yes.
Let's talk about Matt and these women. Obviously, we have to start with this whole Sarah situation. There's a lot of details I want to get into, but first, like, what do you think? Like, if you were one of the women on the group date that she interrupted, how would you have responded?
Oh, I would have been like, oh, hell no. I would have been real pissed. You know, looking back, like, I, of course, have said this a million times. I did not watch the show before I came on it. And if you do look at the show as a competition, as some people do, which I don't recommend if you're going on this show, like, you really need to go and see if you have a connection with this human and with this person. And I think it's very apparent that Matt and Sarah established a really strong connection on their one-on-one.
He's clearly into her. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And she into him, like, you can see it. So it's almost like, looking back at it now, like, out of it, I'm like, girl, you're winning. What are you doing? You're just making people hate you now. You know what I'm saying? They're on a group date. They're spending such little time with him. It's like, now, if she interrupted a one-on-one date, I think that would have been a little different.
Oh my God. That would have been so much worse.
Well, I think it would have been bad as well. But, like, even, you know, Serena's going on her date, Serena P, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going on her date and, like, she's taken away from that. She's taken away from the group date. It's like but she's already, like, almost winning, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, but on the flip side, when you think about it, you also don't necessarily want to confide in the other girls in the house with how you're feeling, with the feelings that she's having. You want to confide in the guy who you're clearly falling for, who you're dating as well. So it's a hard, it's hard, you know, like, it's hard. I see both sides of it, but also I personally, if I were her, I would have never done that. Do you know what I mean?
And, like, why not? Because it's disrespectful to the women. Like, why would you never do it?
Yes, because I know that there's a rose ceremony coming up. I feel confident in my relationship and I want to talk to him. I will have this serious conversation with him and I will fucking, you know, blaze some chicks down during my time with him during this rose ceremony. You know what I mean? Like, so I can tell him what's been going on with me for the last week or however long however long the timeline is, you know?
Yeah. I was actually surprised on that note at the beginning, or not at the beginning, but, like, I think at the dinner portion of Matt and Serena's date, they're like, can you believe it's been 3 weeks? And I was like, I'm really interested and surprised that they let that stay in, that they, like, allowed that timestamp essentially.
Was it? Did they say that? I didn't even see that. See, you're so good.
They did. And that's actually a long time. Like, 3 weeks in a bubble is like a fucking year. I mean, so much animosity and contempt can brew in that time. Mm-hmm. There's just so many pieces of that. I was like, oh, that puts a lot into perspective, but I have more questions for you. So mm-hmm. another like big part of this is Sarah, like self-isolating, not due to COVID, but due to, you know, angst or anxiety or whatever it is. She's self-isolating her room. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to just like stay in your room if you don't want to hang with everyone?
I mean, yeah, like that's the thing. You can do whatever you want. You know, there are many times where I was like, do I got to go out there? I would talk to my producer and be like, do I got to go be around at BS? Cause you know, there was a lot of drama on my season. Yeah. So I'm I was trying to dodge it, avoid it. Like any, so there would be things that would happen and they're like, nah, you're good. You just chill, you know? So it's, I mean, you can, I mean, if someone says that they're like, you know, there were times where I would go off by myself and go meditate like every day, yeah. you know, and no one's going to stop you from doing that. But at the same time, you miss the idea that like, you know, Peter could have come up at any time and you could just be in your room chilling and you could miss him, you know?
Yeah.
So you kind of have that in the back of your mind. But in that situation with her, I guess, I don't know if she really was just, I'm ready to go home. She didn't care. She was figuring things out. Clearly, she just wasn't in a good space. And also, you know, I almost rather her not be around me if you're like, don't bring that energy over here, girl.
I know. If you're not enjoying yourself, like if you want to have fun and like just go with it and then you're mm-hmm. forced to be on someone who's like not having a good time and just like not into it, it's a real downer. And you're just like, no, thank you. I don't want that energy. It is true. Like negative energy is as contagious as positive energy. I feel like I also mm-hmm. saw that recently on social media. So I'm just repeating something I saw on like Facebook, but it's true.
Yeah, it's all energy. I mean, anxious energy. Like, I wouldn't necessarily say that it was negative, but it's just like, it's this anxious feeling that like, or just sad.
Yeah,
like,
I think she was just unhappy. It wasn't a good fit for her.
Yeah. And so then everybody's going to be like, am I crazy for being happy here? Like, yeah, I miss my dad too. I miss my parents too. I miss my life too. It's like you start questioning yourself if you're hearing these things.
Yeah, and you're
also
like, I'm comfortable with my relationship with Matt. Like, should I be questioning it more because Sarah's questioning her so much?
Exactly. Yes.
And I thought that was interesting. But also like the 3-week thing was helpful because you're like, she's actually had this festering for a long time. Like it's not mm-hmm. just been like a week, but it's like she had a one-on-one at least a week ago. Might have been longer. We actually don't know. And so it has been like a long time since she's gotten alone time with Matt. And like, you don't really get that from just watching the episodes. Like if you just watched episodes 1, 2, and 3, you'd think it's like been a week or whatever. Because I don't know. How much time is like, when you wake up in the morning, is there like an agenda? Like there's a group date today, dress for that. Or like, what kind of info do you get in the morning?
You don't get info in the morning. Cause we literally, when you get the date card, that's when you figure out what's happening. You know,
so do you like, have to look cute every day? Do you have to like get dressed every day?
Well, it depends. Like some girls did, some girls didn't, you know, like if you just went on a one-on-one, you know, you're not going, you know, you yeah. like for, especially the person who comes like last, right? It's like, there's a group date, there's a one-on-one and then there's a group date. Like sometimes Chris Harrison will tell us, hey, there's 2 group dates this week, or hey, mm-hmm. there's 3 group dates, or, you know, whatever, there's a one-on-one and a group date and then another one-on-one. So sometimes it just depends. And you do get time to get ready though. I mean, of course, you know, they want you to look great for your guy and, you know, so yeah, they're pretty good about that, of course. But at the same time, you know, I don't know how this time worked because they're not traveling, right? So when we would travel, there would be days where, you know, you would travel. So you weren't shooting because you're traveling.
Right.
So I feel like I know on Tayshia's season, I said this on my podcast too. On Tayshia's season, Brendan goes, he was talking to Tayshia and he's like, it's been 2 days. It's been the longest 2 days ever. And I'm like, 2 days? That's nothing. You know? Like what? Compared to, you know, I mean, I think maybe, you know, sometimes you don't, like you said, you don't see someone for a week. You don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's interesting. This is like, that was like a real look into just kind of like how emotions can fester. On the topic of Brendan, before I move on from him, what an impact that man had. Matt is wearing so many turtlenecks, like so many.
Do you think that it was Brendan? I feel like Matt's a New York guy. Like guys in New York wear turtlenecks all the time. I
love a turtleneck under a blazer. It's a smart look.
Yeah, but like, I don't even know how, like, it's so funny how these, like, these trends happen in Bachelor Nation. And it's like, that's very normal in New York. Like, men wear turtlenecks all the time here. Maybe it's true. Not in
it's
LA. Just,
it's funny because Brendan went on Almost Famous with Ben and Ashley, and he was like, I chose fashion over comfort, and I was really hot the whole time. I thought that was very funny. I feel like Brendan's just going to go back to being regular. He's not, although maybe he'll be in Paradise. Who knows? But anyway,
yeah, I don't know.
I thought that was really funny. And when I saw Matt referencing his turtleneck this week, I thought of Brendan saying that. But Matt's so lucky because I'm sure he's like very comfortable because it's like chilly fall and the Northeast. Yes. So he looks great. I have to just say, Matt, obviously incredible physique, incredibly hot. There's no way around it. His jeans are so tight. Must they be that tight? Is that comfortable? I don't even get it.
You know what's so crazy? You're talking about his jeans and I don't get below the waist. I mean, his face, his arms, his shoulders, his back, his stomach.
It's insanely hot.
To the point where you're saying that and I can't even remember jeans ever. wait, is his jeans tight? Like what? Like I have to go back. Now I'm going to look. Now I'm going to watch for it.
You should. I have to say their turtle swimming trunks were so cute. I love that.
Oh, that moment was so good.
They had a great day. We'll get there. Let's talk more about Sarah. I've got more to say. You got more to parse on this.
Yes, Sarah.
The kind of leaders in the anti-Sarah brigade were Katie and Victoria. How did they strike you? Because I had like a very specific opinion just as a viewer. But again, like I feel like you probably watched this unfold very differently, having been on the show. How did Katie, Vibrator Girl, and Victoria the Queen like come across to you in this episode?
I think Katie, how she reacted was very normal. You know, like she came back.
I really like Katie. I just want to say.
Yeah, she came back. She, you know, she didn't let her just completely take up the whole time. I think, you know, but she even, it's funny because she still had some sort of like, she still had a lot of like remorse for her, if that makes sense, you know, and she still felt sorry for her. So I thought that, you know, that was really sweet of her. Like, yeah. She gave her a lot more understanding, of course, before she knew what was going on with her dad.
Yeah.
Even before then, she gave her a lot more understanding. Even the fact that she went and talked to her again when she knew that she was having a hard time. It's very, very sweet. But also, like, I'm looking at everybody in the room and I'm just like, yeah, like, even on my seasons, when girls are happy that people are getting one-on-ones and stuff, like I was never a part of that.
You're like Victoria. I'm not happy for her because I want that.
Yeah, exactly. No, literally. But I mean, definitely not like Victoria in the way that it's like, I can keep how I feel to myself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But also I think that Victoria is just one of those people that in a way she's looking at it like, the less people that are here, the better for me. And, you know, that's kind of smart. So if she's going to, you know, see that someone's having a moment and it's not having a great moment, she's like almost that person who's trying to capitalize off of them not having a great moment. I mean, she kind of went for Marilyn and she left. And so that didn't, I don't think that discouraged her. I think it encouraged her to it even more.
She used Rachel's word. It empowered her.
Yeah.
Something that I like feel like we saw with Victoria is that it seems like the other women like her. It seems like she has actually an energy that the other women kind of like. I got that impression this week, but she's really mean. Like when she says to Sarah, like, I will never accept your apology, even if you say it 20 times in a row. Like that's really mean. And I was just like kind of stunned by that.
You know what? She's probably like the comic relief in the house. You know what I mean? Like she's probably like funny. I don't know. But we also, and I, you know, everyone says it a million times. It's an edited show, right?
Yeah.
So on my season, if they took every bitchy thing that I said, I would be the biggest bitch too. You know, it's like, it's not an ideal situation. Every single person is dating the same guy. And so that's why when trolls and like internet trolls and people come for other people, it's like, so if you put yourself in the situation and you really liked a guy,
you're going to just be besties with all of his girlfriends? Yeah. No, you're not.
I would hate all of them.
Exactly. Like be real with yourself. Like, be honest. Like, oh, you were mean to this person. Or you, it's like, also, a disagreement is going to happen. It's just, yeah, we're going to disagree. Of course, I think I'm more fit for him than you are. Like, yeah. Duh. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's one of those things that, like, it blows my mind that they're like, it's like, do you guys want these girls to just date each other? Is that what you want? You know what I mean? Like, you want Matt to walk in and the girls go, we just love each other. Bye, Matt.
Yeah, totally.
It's crazy.
And then also, like, if you do get more invested in the friendships at a certain point, it probably indicates to you that, like, that relationship is more important, or at least more fulfilling in the moment than whatever you think you're pursuing with Matt, which I think is, like, also totally valid. Like, after a while, if you're like, I'm not into this guy. Also, maybe you're just like, Matt's awesome, but he's not for me. So then you just get more into whoever you're hanging out with, like, friend wise.
Yeah. And if that was the case, you know, then I would just leave,
yeah,
you know, like, I would just go. So that's why, for me, again, I focus on my relationship when I was on this show, and I tried, and I talked to the same, like, four or five people, same four or five girls. And I just tried not to just be so open to everyone's energy, because that's when you start second guessing your actual relationship, because you start hearing little whispers. Oh, he did this for her and he did that. And this was this. And you get in your head.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why we didn't see you on the show that much. Cause you weren't hanging out with people.
You're right. Look, you're right. I was in here. Look, I was writing notes to Bay while they was in there kikiing. You know what I mean? I was like, nope, I'm going to just write in my diary, like, oh, Peter. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, oh, my see God. What that Peter just moved to New York, too. I forgot about that.
Oh, God. He did. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He lives in, like, I think he must live in Midtown, like Midtown West, like, because I saw his Instagram today. And it's like one of those really fancy hotel like buildings. Must have been a great deal because of COVID. It's like somewhere like probably in the middle of Manhattan. It was just very funny to me.
Oh, well, I hope I don't bump into him. I don't follow him on Instagram, so I did not know that. I know that, I mean, you know, everyone's talking about him and Kelly. They break up. He moved to New York. Yeah. So I really don't keep up with him that much. I haven't spoken to him, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if he lives right by me, because, you know, I live in Hell's Kitchen, that's kind of crazy.
Natasha, one day there'll be a social event that you attend and he'll be there. I'm positive. So just prepare yourself for it, you know, prepare your talking points.
Yeah, it's a year later. Like, I'm fine. I want him to just live his life and be happy. And hopefully he's like, stay single for a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, explore.
And just enjoy his life. Yeah,
totally. Mm-hmm. A few more things about Sarah before we move on.
Yes.
First of all, the internet has pointed out that she seemed to have been dating G-Eazy, the supposed rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I find this very funny and super random. It's also funny because G-Eazy's been in several, like, famous relationships. Like, he was dating Halsey, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then he was dating Ashley Benson, I thought. And I think him and Sarah was, like, a while ago.
Yeah, I thought Ashley Benson had a girl. I thought she was dating...
She was with Cara Delevingne and they broke up. And then she dated G-Eazy after.
Oh.
But anyway, the Sarah G-Eazy thing is pretty funny. Does that make you question if she's there for the right reasons?
No, not at
me
all.
Neither.
I mean, she lives in LA.
Very
I actually have a girlfriend, or I have a guy friend who actually knows her. And she lives in LA. Like, when I lived in LA, and also they're like in a car. Like, were they like kissing or something? Like,
no,
they were walking.
I think they were holding hands.
Were they?
They were close together. I can't remember. Honestly, I find like G-Eazy like so boring. I just like don't care. I'm just like, okay, it's cool.
Well, I will say, like, when you live in LA, especially, you know, before COVID, you go out to a club, to a cool club. You're a beautiful girl. She's a beautiful girl. You know, you meet all different types of people. Listen, this podcast is not... This is not enough time for me to tell you all the famous people and celebrities that I've met.
God, when
I've lived in LA. No, like, I'm not kidding. Like, cause it's all these people go out. They all go out to the same places. Like, every, you know, like, honey, there's a whole story. One day I saw Kid Cudi at the club and I was like, hold on. Love him.
He's very cute.
Him.
Did you watch How to Make It in America?
Asked you. Of course I did. Of course.
Great show.
Such a good show. Such good music.
I've got a real thing for Brian Greenberg. I've watched everything he's ever done.
He's so good too.
He's so hot. Oh man. Married to Jamie Chung. So beautiful real world San Diego story. It's so funny that they're married. Okay, but it is true. Like, she lived in LA. She's really pretty. She probably just like met him out or something. I don't know. This is a beautiful group of women, by the way. Like, everyone is just so pretty.
Yeah, everyone's really pretty. Everyone seems very supportive of each other too, which that blows my mind. But they're also mean.
Like, they were ganging up on Sarah. Like, I'm not particularly pro Sarah. I think also I also just want to say, like, I really have no judgment of her, because I think that watching your father go through ALS, I cannot imagine how painful and horrible that is.
Exactly.
It's just like so devastating. I think it's just an incredibly devastating disease that, like, I don't even want to try to understand how she's feeling or what this was like for her or anything. Like,
of course.
I felt bad for her when she was apologizing and everyone was just sort of like, no. And just like, sorry, we don't accept. I don't know. Like, she can't help what she feels. She clearly was struggling. I understand how it's like totally a faux pas to do that with interrupting the group date, but I don't know. I don't use this word lightly, but they were bullying her. They were like really being mean.
Well, so I have a real problem with this bullying word.
Okay. Right? Let's break it down.
Let's break it down. Because were they being mean? Yes. Right. Yeah. Were they being honest though? Yes. Right.
Yes.
So she can have an honest feeling, but they can't, mm-hmm. you know, they're upset. They're clearly upset. And this word with bully, it's like, Sarah's a grown woman who decided to make decisions that were not in her best interest in this group setting, right? So there are other people on my season as well who would, you know, do certain things when Peter was around, but then the next day when all the girls are hanging out, they're like, oh, hey. But it's like, oh, you just interrupted 15 people. You've talked to him so many times, but yet, no, I'm not going to pass you the freaking sugar for the coffee. Get it yourself. You know what I mean? It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, so one person can have a real feeling and another person can't. And like, again, people are not gonna agree. Do I think that they bullied her out of the house? No, she chose to stay by herself instead of coming downstairs and being like, hey guys, I'm having a tough time. Like, I have things in my, she didn't have to tell everybody what happened with her and her family, but like, I have some family things that I'm struggling with that clearly she was struggling with before she even got there. Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
so, you know, it's one of those things that I see both sides. I'm not trying to say that she forced them, but every action has a reaction, and she decided to isolate herself. So when she came downstairs and the mentality that the girls had, like, who does this chick think she is? She can just come interrupt group dates. She's already had a one-on-one. She's worried about her time with Matt when, like Katie said, you've had a one-on-one date with him.
Yeah.
There's so many people that haven't, and not saying that she should necessarily care about other people's time either, but when you go rogue, people are not going to like you. It's just what's going to happen. It's just, you know what I mean? It's just
stay
what's going to happen.
Bitch. Yeah.
Well, no, but it's, you're going rogue. Like, you, when people come into the, and same thing with Victoria. She came in, Matt, F you girls, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Those girls were not here for her night one. Yeah. They did not like her night one. Like, so this is what happens. I mean, I saw this happen with Hannah Ann, in the beginning of our season, it was she was like tunnel vision. She didn't talk to many people. It was like Matt. And people went for her in the beginning. You know, I personally love Hannah Ann. She's my girl. We're cool. And, you know, now, but like, when you take that stance, people didn't like me on my season because I talked to the same three people and they thought that we were a clique. And I'm like, no, I just don't want to spread my energy around everyone. I just want to just stay small. I want to stay right here. So I talked to the people in my room.
On that note, I'm glad you brought that up. Does the hotel seem appealing to you? Like, would you rather rent at this hotel than in the mansion and traveling?
No, definitely traveling. Absolutely not. No, because also the one thing, and this is my personal opinion, the Nevin Colin looks beautiful. I'm like, oh, I'd love to go spend a weekend there. It looks great.
No, it looks really nice.
It's great.
I looked it up at one point of like how much it would cost, but it was booked for The Bachelor. So I don't know. I'll have to look again.
Yeah, you have to look again. It's available and the prices are probably up now.
I know, right? It's like, you've seen us on TV. It's going to cost something.
Look, as seen on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, no, definitely traveling.
Yeah. Let's just move on. Sarah, I wish you the best. I'm sure.
Yeah, I wish her the best. I hope everything's okay with her family. And it's hard situation to be in. And, you know, I will say the part in the end when her and Katie kind of had their like reconciliation and Katie kind of came downstairs and said like, hey guys, there's more going on than we know. When that happened, I was like, that's very, very sweet. It was a good moment. It was a really great moment. And
yeah,
I mean, I'm sure she didn't know that Katie had lost her father either. It's very sad. I like cried. I was like,
oh yeah.
Am I crying? Really,
it was emotional. I totally agree. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? You know, are you drained or are you bursting with energy? Are you looking forward to hanging out with your friends or would you rather just stay at home? Or maybe you are not enforcing your boundaries. I'm not sure, but it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bachelorparty today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bachelorparty. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Let's just talk about the erotica date. I honestly don't have a lot to say about it because it was like one of these boring dates, but I will say Matt fucking loved it. And when he was talking to Rachel and he was like, the things that you were saying, they could really happen. I was just like, record scratch. I was like, wait, what? And then I went back and like read what she said, which was just sort of like amounted to like, nothing that exciting, just sort of, you know, hooking up, heavy petting. It was like,
do you
not
remember?
Even, I don't.
Can you read it for us?
Oh my God. I should have transcribed it. You're right. Yeah. But like Rachel's was like, I would say like medium to tame. It was like somewhere between PG-13 and R. Was it the NC-17 of Victoria?
Yeah.
Kate was like in between R and NC-17, but I just thought it was so funny that he was like, yeah, Rachel, that could actually happen. And I was like, did he say that to anyone else? Is he just admitting they just wants to bang? Like, I was just like, okay. I mean, of course he does, you know, if it's going well, like, yeah. you get a rose, like that's clearly the implication, but it was just very funny that he said that. Matt kind of has no game. I kind of love that about him, that he's like so hot and he is not smooth at all.
His game is his abs, honey. He's like, oh, hold on, let me take my shirt off real quick.
Yeah, he doesn't need any game, but it's very funny to me. And then one thing I've neglected to discuss on this pod 3 weeks in, the eyes open kissing. Super weird. Just super weird. I think it's probably much weirder to watch happening than to be making out with him because presumably like my eyes,
your eyes are closed.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But to watch Matt kiss with his eyes open is about as awkward as it can get to watch a kiss on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, what is that? But again, just think about it right now, Juliet. Do you kiss with your eyes closed?
Yes.
Okay, so you wouldn't even know if a guy that you were kissing ever, that you've ever dated, was doing that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's way weirder to watch it happening than to like be on the receiving end.
Yeah, it's wild. It is. It's wild.
Because some of these girls might not know. Like maybe they're watching it back. They're like, your eyes were open.
Yeah. But I will say, I can't remember who it was that he was kissing. He kissed someone and it looked like his eyes were completely closed. And I was like, oh, he really liked her. He likes her.
It's really obvious when he really likes someone. I have to say, let's talk about Serena P.
Oh, wait. Before we go to Serena P, I just have to say this about the erotic date.
There actually is more to say. You're right. Let's keep going.
The fact that Chris Harrison was listening to this also, I was like, like that would have been like reading in front of all the girls, reading in front of Matt, and then seeing Chris Harrison sitting there with his legs closed, like, ladies, what?
How about Chris Harrison writing erotica? That's also super weird. I actually did not know that about that book. I did not know that at all.
Me either. I'm like, he's over here getting material, honey. He's about to hire one of these girls.
I read Bridgerton. I read the first Bridgerton book before the show to like know what it was going to be about. Some of these stories reminded me of Bridgerton. So if you're into erotica, read The Duke and I. You'll get plenty of it. And you can picture Reggae Jean Page as the Duke as you read.
Yes. So. And you know, on Peter's season, the date that got canceled because of Hannah B., we were supposed to read like our sex story in front of an audience type of thing. And it got canceled. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm glad that this is actually happening. I'm like, if he cancels this date on these girls...
It's a cursed conceit.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I had like PTSD a little bit. I was like, oh God, something's going to happen. It's not going to happen.
That's really funny. Also, Serena C and Victoria, their outfits were completely bonkers. Serena C was wearing just like a bikini top and Victoria was wearing a totally sheer shirt. And I was just like, are you guys going to hide? Like, what's going on here? You're at Nemecolon.
I'm sorry. I get what you're saying for the moment, but I thought Serena C's outfit was dope.
I mean, she looked good in it. She rocked it. But I was just like, where are you? I was just like, you're at Nemecolon. I guess it doesn't matter. You're on TV reading erotica. So who am I to say what you should be wearing for that activity?
Yeah. She looked great. I thought she looked really great. But I also wondered, like, this might be a little more than PG-13 for the podcast. But I was like, did he get hard during any of these readings?
I think he probably. Like, we would have been able to know if they could position the camera properly because his jeans are so tight. He probably did. Probably with Rachel because that's what he was like. This could happen.
Yeah.
Like he probably was like, yes, Rachel, definitely.
Yeah. And one time he stood up to hug and you know, I thought it was interesting that he hugged all the girls after too, but like he could indicate
to them without having to say it. They could just feel it, you know?
Yeah. But every time he hugged them, there was a little space. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, he hardy, 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 hard. That's what I was like.
Reminds me of the iconic song Too Close by Next, you know?
Exactly. Girl, you're dancing real. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
That was honestly a good date for Nemecolon. I feel like it's better in this season than it would have been in LA, where you're just like you could do anything.
I mean, this reminded me of the roast that they had on Tayshia's season. You know, like when they had to like watch or whatever. But this was, could you imagine those men reading erotica to Tayshia? Oh, Tayshia would be blushing. She would have walked out. She would have been so embarrassed.
Oh my God. I would have been too. Oh my God, yeah. So good. It would be fun though. I mean,
it would.
When Ashley was reading The Perfect Letter, I thought she was like reading 50 Shades of Grey or something. I had no idea that's what Chris Harrison's book was. It's a real eye opener.
Yes. Also, can we talk about the fact that like, why is Ashley Eyes so gorgeous? She's so pretty.
She looked great. Those turquoise pants, she looked phenomenal.
Yeah, she really did. She's
We really she's like great. Ashley on this podcast. She's very nice.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
Ugh. She's a very like welcoming person. All right, on to Serena P, who got the donkeys on her one-on-one. Serena P, I really like. Great personality, very bubbly. And I really felt that she kind of grabbed the power on her date, and I really liked it. Like, let's talk about the charcuterie board thing. So, Matt, of course, he's, like, so fit. He probably doesn't have any, like, cured meats, so he doesn't really know what goes on a charcuterie board. Shout out to friend of the pod, Jared Freed. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about this. And he also was like, yeah, and I don't really drink wine. And I was just like, what? Does Matt drink? Does Matt drink?
I feel like they gave him...
He's been drinking like champagne and wine, but I don't think I've seen like a whiskey in his hand.
Not a whiskey, but I feel like the one, it was, maybe it was the first episode. So, one of the girls handed him a drink and it looked like there was like a lime in it. Might've been a tequila, but I don't know. It could be soda water. You know what I mean? And that's something that we have to add. I mean, that's something that, yeah, we need to know. I mean, he hasn't talked about it though, but
he might not drink.
He's friends with Tyler Cameron. He does drink. Remember they had their little like thing, like
the Smirnoff thing.
Yeah, like he drinks.
Matt probably only drinks vodka because it's low carb. Everyone knows that.
Low carb, but also tequila, honey. Don't sleep on the tequila.
Yeah, clear tequila. He's probably a vodka and tequila kind of guy. And by the way, I wasn't judging if he drinks or not. I just am like so.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm just like, Matt is so fit and healthy. I'm like, maybe he doesn't drink or something like that. But you're right. He definitely does. Honestly, I mean, Tyler certainly does. I've been drinking with Tyler. It's a fun time. Like,
yeah,
they're fun.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he does drink, but I feel like those abs are curated. Okay. They are curated abs.
I liked Serena's outfit. First of all, she looked like she could have been in a Mariah Carey video circa 1995.
She's so pretty.
You know, she really has a beautiful smile. I just like really like Serena. I feel that Matt is not into her at all. He said that he's enchanted by her. And I think that's a bad sign first for their like connection.
Okay, so this is where I get mixed up because when I like someone,
You're enchanted by them.
Yeah, but I'd be like, how could he not like her? Like, look at her. She's gorgeous. She's so funny.
I think he does like her as a person. And I think he probably had a good time with her. But I don't feel like he has like the attraction to her that we've seen with Abigail and now Rachel, where he was like, yes, let's do erotica together. So
what do you think about Bree?
Oh, I think he's into Bree too. But I really like Brie. Brie and Serena are both awesome. Great one-on-ones. I like them because of their conversation. I mean, I sound like such a girl. I'm like, they had a great conversation. How do they not get together? But like, I really liked how Serena was like so open about her relationship. I sound like Matt. I like that. I feel that. But I thought it was like great when she was like, have you ever been in love? Like she's asking the questions and put him on his heels. And he was like, had to think about it and explain how he hasn't, which I think is like, I feel like they're making a bigger deal about Matt having never been in love than like, I don't know. I mean, he's 28. I think it's like not that big of a deal to not have like really been in love. He just hasn't had the right relationship. I think it's actually mature to be like, I thought I was, but I wasn't. I don't know. It's just like, I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Well, I mean, so I think because he's one of the first people to not have been on the other side, because clearly Peter was in love with Hannah B, you know, like I'm just using that as an example, but you think that this person was in love with whoever their bachelorette was and now they're the bachelor and yeah. So they would have already felt those feelings.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why they're making a deal about it. But also it's just, you know, I don't know how I would feel about dating a guy who's never been in love before. Because I would be like, do you not know what this is? Do you feel this?
I want to know what love is. Yeah.
Love.
I don't know. I think like sometimes, I don't know. I think I wouldn't mind. I would just be like, well, we'll figure it out together. But
you, really?
Yeah, I don't think that would bother me that much.
Yeah, I would be like, no, I need you to know what this feels like. So when it hits you, you need to be like, that's what it is.
You want you to know what it's like to be hit by a Mack truck.
Exactly. The Nat truck, the Natasha truck.
That's good. You should use that going forward.
Yeah. Sure. No.
I don't know. Just, you know, consider it for your material. Just yes. For your bits. Now that you're a podcaster, you have to have bits.
Okay. We'll talk about that.
Just a note. But anyway, I just thought that she seemed like really sweet and fun. And like, that seemed like a good date. Like it just did. I liked her style. I don't know. The animals I wasn't really into. But I don't like animals. So I just would have been like, no, thanks. Also, why is Matt so bad at taking Polaroids? All of the selfies were like awful, which was really funny. Maybe there were some good ones and we didn't see them. But like,
yes,
that was funny.
Yeah, I thought that was really cute, too. But that's like the best part about the Polaroids. It's like getting those like little... If they didn't have one with the donkey in it, I would have just been like, oh, but remember there were donkeys. Like
I was thinking of Eddie Murphy the whole time. Like I was just thinking of Donkey and Shrek, like literally the whole time. That's my primary association with donkeys these days.
Yeah, he was really good.
I just also, I want to go back to the charcuterie board. I'm just like, so has he not been to a dinner party? Has he not been to like a like bar restaurant for dinner? I mean, charcuterie boards are freaking everywhere.
Yeah, but you know, I think he's more of the type of like, more of like a beer and wings guy.
That is true. That is true. They go, him and Tyler have documented how hard they go for cookies and burgers and bagels.
Yeah. Yeah. So they look at like a charcuterie board like, I'm
which
good.
I agree with, to be honest, but I'm very familiar with the concept. He was like, explain it to me. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now he knows. Weird.
Now he knows.
Going forward, he'll always remember Serena P for that reason. So we ended the episode with Sarah leaving, and I get very confused when it doesn't end like at a rose ceremony, even if it doesn't conclude. I'm like, so there was only two dates this week. Like I was prepping for the pod. I was like, so what happened? And it started with the end of the rose ceremony when Sarah ended up being fine. And then it went into the erotica group date, and then we had Serena P, and we just had like a whole lot of Sarah. And I was like, okay, so that's the date. All right. Whatever.
Yeah. It was a lot of Sarah.
It really was.
I will say, will we see Sarah again? Mm. Like, that's my question. Like I don't know.
Does she come back to the show or Paradise?
Oh, just in general, at any point.
I'm going with yes.
Well, because the thing is, it's like, if this experience on The Bachelor was too intense, is it like, you know, I kind of wanted to know more. Like, I mean, if you have her on the podcast, ask her. I don't know. But like, I wanted to know. Like,
I've got my sights set on Katie.
Yeah, but it's like, if it was it too intense because of what's happening at home, and you literally that unknown feeling that, you know, something could happen to my father at any time, and that's why this was too intense? Or was it just the fact of like being there amongst all these people? You don't get to see your bachelor as much as you thought you were, or you didn't know what to expect or whatever, you know, like. So I'm very curious to know what was too much for her, because it is hard. It is hard to go on TV and put your feelings out there and date someone and still have people like you and still worry about if, you know, people, you know, it's hard. It is.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's not easy to do.
Totally. I felt for her. I think it is like a real, like, you get it. Like, Sarah, you broke the unwritten laws of The Bachelor, but also like, we feel for you, you know, you're going through something and and whatnot. So I thought it was like, not that anyone's worried about fair or unfair, but that was actually a pretty fair representation of like the whole Sarah situation. It was just like a lot of her. I could have done with like 15% less. But I have a question for you. This is the third week in a row where they've started the episode with like a kind of like a cold open, like a teaser or something to come later in the episode. And I think that probably has to do with the fact that we don't know Matt, and like it's kind of just like kind of like a slightly different season to like introduce the show. But we're not getting the usual last time Don's in the same way or whatever. It's like going straight to something that happens later in the episode. Do you like that? Like, how do you feel about it? It's definitely different.
Well, this is my second real Bachelor season watching.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm watching it with like fresh eyes. So I don't mind it personally, because I have my season, I have Tayshia's season, I watched Rachel Lindsay's season, and then I have this one. So I'm not like, oh, this is breaking. So for people,
so you
like
haven't watched The Bachelor? You've only watched The Bachelorette?
I watched The Bachelorette two seasons, and then I watched my season, and then now I'm watching this one. Yeah, that's it. That's
Bachelorette's
all
better.
Watched.
Isn't The Bachelorette more fun as a woman?
Well, I think because we ladies and we like to see the means, you know, express yourself. Yes, exactly. But I mean, yeah, The Bachelor, it's the thing though that I will say that they do for The Bachelor. It's like they have like, I mean, yes, Matt James is very attractive and everyone knows that with eyes, right? But they make him seem like James Bond. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like James Bond. It really is.
They try to like really play it up. Yeah. Especially in the beginning, but they try to make him just seem like the most desirable man in the world. And you're just like, he's just a guy until.
Exactly. That's what they do. Whereas if they did that for women, it would almost be like too much. Like, cause they would probably have to over sexualize them or like, you know, like whatever that equivalent is to a man is like they always say a man in a suit is a woman in a lingerie, you know? Yeah. And it's like, so like, could you imagine
true.
Like, like if Tayshia's like opening the door when this guy comes to her room and she's like in full on lingerie, I mean, it'd be hot, but yeah. like it would be like, wait, why are we over sexualizing this person? Why are we doing this? You know, it would be all these questions after it.
Yeah. It's a really good point. Like you can have fun with how hot Matt is without feeling like you're like exploiting him or like playing into stereotypes. I mean, you are exploiting him. It's just one that we're more comfortable with because of
exactly.
the long history of gender norms in this country and in society. Exactly. So like, yeah. it plays differently. This came up with the strip dodgeball too, where you're like, well, if it was women and you know, it just
exactly.
would be.
Well, and I will say like Tayshia, like, you know, Tayshia has an insane body
so hot, yeah.
as well. And I tell her all the time, I'm like, girl, we love your assets. Everybody does. We love them. Me and Joe always talk about our assets actually on the podcast. We always talk about our assets. She's like so annoyed by us actually.
Yeah, she is. I mean, she's very hot. She looked so on her season and everything. Uh-huh. Oh my goodness. It's just been like a different season so far. I've been enjoying it though. I can't believe it's like only 3 weeks. I just feel like it's been everything in COVID's either like, does this feel longer or shorter? I don't know, but it's hard to like calibrate pieces of time.
Well, that's why I wonder how many episodes this is going to be because Tayshia's. Oh, it's 12.
Or 12 weeks, I think.
How many was Tayshia's? Tayshia's was 13.
I think Tayshia and Claire was something like that. They might have expanded it, but Tayshia's like across like 12 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. We have to talk about, speaking of that, Dale and Claire, did they break up?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I don't know, but everything that everyone's talking about on Instagram and all this stuff, it's just like, it's so like, Instagrammy.
It's
like
circumstantial evidence. We don't have anything hard.
Yeah, but I will say that, you know, long distance is rough. Yeah. And, you know, she's in California, right? And he's in LA or in New York. And long distance for anyone is rough. So I hope it's not true. I hope it's not true. But I feel like sooner or later we'll find out because Claire just seems like such a like straight up woman and like
yeah, she's a sharer.
Yeah, like she seems like a straight up person. And like, if they really are having issues or whatever, or if they just broke, you know, maybe they're just having a bump. And we all have that in our relationships, you know? So I don't know. What do you think? Do you think they broke up?
I think they probably did. I think that I think with people who are super online, when their behavior changes and there's some kind of like fight, it's usually where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't think that's true for like normal people, no offense, Claire and Dale, but they're just like super invested in like their online appearances and like sharing on Instagram and like,
yeah.
And so it's like a marked change. And so I think it probably is true, which is super sad. I really thought they would last longer. I really wanted this for her. Like I just wanted Claire to find love. We've seen her like endure a lot. And I really felt like she had found it. I'm not like entirely surprised like overall, but I did think they would last longer, but also COVID, like it either accelerates or totally detonates your relationship. So you know.
Yeah. And especially if you're not spending that much time with each other, you know, like I think about Zach and Tayshia, like, you know, they're physically together and they're figuring it out, you know,
which is really
nice. Don't post that much on Instagram, you know, like compared to, I would say.
Yes, totally agree. Yeah. Like they clearly have like some private time, whereas like there's other, I mean, everyone does, right? Like what you see on Instagram is a projection of life. But I do think like some people just share more than others. And it seems like Zach and Tayshia have calibrated like a level of privacy and normalcy. As far as I can tell, I don't know them. But I also just think that like, I don't know Tayshia, but she's, you know, kind of been in this world for a while. Zach seems like a really like normal person who has like a lot of stuff in his life, like that, like, you know, fills his time and it's like to his credit, like, you know, family and his work. And like, clearly he really feels strongly about that. And
yeah,
they're running. Like you can just tell that like, he is a full person who happened to be on a reality show.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. He definitely is like a deep person. He definitely, I think, feels called to help people.
I know. And it's awesome. It's like really sweet. I just like love when people feel like they have a calling.
Yeah. So, you know, he focuses on that. And, you know, like I saw Tayshia and she's just glowing. She really is, you know, so it's
awesome.
Good.
Yeah. Natasha, thank you so much for joining me. For more Natasha, check out Clickbait, which she's on with Tayshia and Joe, Grocery Store Joe.
Yes.
I'll be back on Thursday as always, and we'll talk more Batch then.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.